Can we all please say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts? Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with tonight's family altar. Can we sing hymn 394? 394. Thanks for God, for my Redeemer. Thanks for all the world. Thanks for times taller than memory. Thanks for Jesus by my side. Thanks for blessing balmy springtime. Thanks for dark and weary fall. Thanks for tears by now forgotten. Thanks for peace within my soul. Thanks for praise that thou hast answered. Thanks for what thou dost deny. Thanks for storms that I have weathered. Thanks for all thou dost supply. Thanks for pain and thanks for blessing. Thanks for comfort in despair. Thanks for grace that none can measure. Thanks for love beyond compare. Thanks for roses by the wayside. Thanks for thorns their stems contain. Thanks for home and thanks for fireside. Thanks for hope the sweet refrain. Thanks for joy and thanks for sorrow. Thanks for heavenly peace with thee. Thanks for hope in the tomorrow. Thanks to all eternity. In the name of Jesus, we give thanks to our Lord. Tonight, we will all read Psalms 103. Psalms 103. Let us read together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you, his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So this is the content of Psalms 103. Let's see the superscription. Here says, a psalm of David. So this psalm is ascribed to David. It can mean a psalm of David or a psalm from David or a psalm to David. So this superscription can refer to many meanings. It can be David who have written this psalm. So it is a psalm from David. Or it can be a psalm to David. Maybe from other authors. David here sang this psalm. So a psalm of David can refer to many meanings. But here, a psalm of David. And then this psalm is mizmor. Mizmor means string instrument accompanied the song. That is to say, when this song is sung, there will be this string instrument to accompany the song. So this is mizmor psalm. A psalm that is accompanied by string instrument. This is a hymn of praise. This psalm is a hymn of praise. Let us go through this psalm's number 103. What is this psalm about? So it is a hymn of praise, a hymn to God's love and compassion toward his people. This is a psalm or a series of psalms, especially to praise God. And here we can see in this hymn of praise, it possibly referring to the time of this Moses, in the time of Moses. Because especially verse 7 say, he made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. So this psalm is a praise to God, recounting back the time how Moses led the people out of Egypt and then to the wilderness, even in time of the wandering in the wilderness. So this psalm expresses how God made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the son of Israel. Let us see. Continue to see. This psalm is, that is to say, framed by a call to praise. So it is framed by calls to praise. Like verses 1 and 2. Calls to praise. And then verses 20 to 22. Also calls to praise. Calling to praise. Let's see verse 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. So, this is a calling to praise, to also bless the Lord, to bless the Lord from within his soul, not forgetting the benefits. And then, verses 20 to 22, we can see that this psalm conclude with a calling to praise. And this is directed to all the creatures. This is a call of praise. It becomes the climax of praise in this Psalter. Here we can see a calling to praise directed to all creatures, especially here, the angelic hosts, and then also upon his works, his creation, his creature. So calling upon everyone to praise God. Let us see the next part. In verses 3 to 5, we can see concerning personal benefits received. This is a recital of personal blessings received. So, it is the personal blessings, the personal benefits received. Verse 3 to 5. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. So here we can see why we need to praise God, to bless God, to thank Him. Because this is what He has done. All these blessings, all these benefits that has been received. He pardoned the iniquities. He healed the disease. He redeemed the life from the pit, from dangers. Always experiencing the loving kindness, the compassion of the Lord. And then how He satisfies a person's life with good things. And how they have always been renewed in strength. So this is to praise the Lord for the personal blessings. Not only should the individual to count the blessings, to bless God, to thank Him, to praise Him, but then also the whole congregation. So now let us move on to the next part. That is to say, from verses 6 to 19. We can see here God's love and compassion toward His people. God's love and compassion towards His people, the Israelites. And then this part from verses 6 to 19, we can see it is framed with verse 6 and verse 19. We can see this part, it is framed with verse 6 and 19. Verse 6, the Lord performs righteous deeds and judgment for all who are oppressed. 19. The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over all. Here we can see it characterizes the reign of God under which Israel has been so graciously blessed. Again, so here it characterizes the reign of God under which Israel has been so graciously blessed. Because the Lord is a loving God, we can see the Lord performs righteous, loving kindness, loving deeds, and His judgment for all who are oppressed. So we can see how the Lord graciously blessed the people, and then how He rules, He reigns with righteousness, with loving kindness, with graciousness. How the Lord has established His throne in heaven and His sovereignty rules over all. So it characterized the reign of God under which Israel has been graciously blessed. Now let's see from verse 7 to 12. Verse 7 to 12. We can see God's compassion on His people as sinners. God's compassion on His people as sinners. And then, from verse 13 to 18, we can see God's compassion on His people as frail mortals. As frail mortals. Okay, let's see from verses 7 to 11. 7 to 12, sorry, 7 to 12. So here we can see God's compassion on his people as sinners. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. For as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. So, from verses 7 to 12, we can see God's compassion on his people as sinners. And then, we can see a conclusion to this part, that is verse 11 and 12. So we can see the vastness of God's love is supremely shown in his forgiving Israel's sin. So this whole part, verses 7 to 12, we can see God's compassion on his people as sinners. And then in this part, verse 11 and 12, we see the vastness of God's love is supremely shown in his forgiving Israel's sin. So he's one who is so gracious to forgive the sin. His vastness, proclaiming the vastness of his love. And then, the next part, verses 13 to 18, we can see God's compassion on his people because they are frail mortals. God's compassion on his people because they are frail mortals. Let's see, verses 13 to 18. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledged just it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them. So in these verses 13 to 18, we can see God's compassion on his people because remembering they are frail mortals. And then this part ends with conclude with verse 17 and 18. Unending loving kindness, perseverance of the Lord. The unending loving kindness, his perseverance, remembering that they are frail mortals. So here, this Psalms 103, we can see this is a hymn of praise. To remember, to bless the Lord, to thank him, to praise him. Especially here, we can see in the time of Moses, how the Lord made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the sons of Israel. So throughout that period, we can see how the Lord, he is so compassionate. He showed his compassion on his people as sinners. How he forgave Israel of sin, the vastness of his love to forgive their sin. And then we can see the unending loving kindness of the Lord, his perseverance, because remembering they are frail mortals. But the keyword is still most important, especially for those who fear him. Verse 11. So great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. So must fear him. And then verse 13. So the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Verse 17. The loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him. And then verse 18. To those who keep his covenant and remember his precept to do them. So with this condition, that they fear the Lord, especially these people, so God will show his love to forgive them. And the Lord show his loving kindness, understanding that we are frail mortals. So today, we must be people who know how to count our blessings, to thank the Lord, to praise Him, and especially to fear Him. And then we will continue to experience this loving kindness of the Lord. We will now pray. Let's continue to pray for one another, and especially that we have peace in this time. Let us together pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar for tonight ends here. May God bless. Peace be unto you all. Amen.